Welcome to the Sacred Awakenings podcast. We are a community that supports spiritual exploration in order to awaken our greatest potential. Our Sunday gatherings are a time we set aside for ritual and ceremony as a community to enrich our own spiritual lives with the support of other open-hearted people. We have taken excerpts from our Sunday talks from various spiritual leaders to put here to make it easier for listening and re-listening. Enjoy our talk.
My name is Jules Dougherty, and I'm going to be your speaker for today for the topic, Walking Barefoot on the Earth. Just want to take a moment to thank Sean Lord for his beautiful original music. His music touches my heart, and I feel so grateful that I get to hear it often. So thank you very much, Sean, for sharing your soul and your music with us today. As I was saying, my name is Jules Dougherty, and I am a certified forest therapy guide. And what that means is that I help people remember who they are. And I do that in cooperation with nature. So taking people out into nature and discovering who they are. So through this journey as becoming a forest therapy guide, I have learned a lot about walking barefoot and how it's actually changed my life and shaped who I am now. And I'm going to explain why this is. So walking barefoot can be one of the most spiritual things that we do within a day. Why is that? I'm going to explain. So in the spiritual world, when people are looking through spirituality, looking at what resonates with them, sometimes we think that we need to transcend the body, become more than the body, because the body is messy and the body hurts and it has emotions. And what I've discovered that we came into this body to be on the earth as a human, to have a body, to have emotions, to have experiences. And so being part of the earth is incredibly important. And this connection with the earth keeps us in our bodies. So instead of wanting to transcend our bodies, we really want to be in our bodies. And my journey to start barefoot walking started many years ago, before I even knew about forest therapy or anything about grounding or being in my body. I took my kids to this place outside of Yellow Springs, Ohio, called Glen Helen. And if you've ever been there, there's a lot of people there that people would call hippies that walk barefoot. And I was very intrigued by them. And so I asked one of the guys, you know, about walking barefoot. And we talked for a while, and I was very intrigued by it. I didn't start walking barefoot for a couple of years after that experience. It definitely did ignite some truth or knowing within me that I knew it was something that I wanted to do for myself. So fast forward a couple years, and in 2016, I became a certified forest therapy guide. And in this experience of becoming a guide, we all walked barefoot and we all led barefoot. And this started my journey and my unfolding of understanding the real power of walking barefoot. So as I have explored myself in the woods with my naked piggies all over the metro parks, really all over this country, a really deep realization came over me. And this happened to me many times. This was the one where I really understood why walking barefoot is so powerful. So the understanding of shoes and why they were put on our feet in the first place. So I really understood this. It's kind of like a metaphor of why we put shoes on our feet and what it does to our lives. And it's kind of a multi-layered kind of understanding that I received this deep realization. So I'm going to explain it as best as I can. So this deep realization that I had was that as babies, we had this thought, our parents had this thought that we put shoes on our feet to protect our feet. And what I realized is that this was also the time where as as babies starting to learn to walk, we're also really exploring our emotions and who we are and expressing ourselves. And what I understood with this knowing that I received while walking barefoot was that it was kind of a simultaneous thing where we put shoes on our feet to protect our feet. And also that's when we started putting this armor around ourselves to protect ourselves emotionally and physically as well. And it's not that any parent was doing that purposefully. It's kind of like what you do. You put shoes on your kid and you don't think about it. And if you've ever put shoes on a baby, you first know that if they try to walk on them, they're very out of balance. It's very awkward and throws off their balance. Also, you'll notice that they constantly take their shoes off. I remember I just gave up as a parent and stopped even putting shoes on my young toddlers because they knew that it was doing something to them, it was doing something to their balance, and it felt constrictive on their feet. And the interesting thing is that we think as a society that we have to put our shoes on to protect our feet. And what it actually has done has made our feet weak. And it's also disconnected us from the earth. So going back to the part about putting shoes on us when we're a baby. So as parents, we say, okay, you're going to wear these shoes. And I'm also going to teach you how to protect yourself emotionally and physically. And again, it's not done maliciously. It's what we do as parents, unless there's a parent that's really questioning things and understanding life in a different way. Usually we're doing what we learned from our parents. And I mean, I did the same thing. I put shoes on my kid. They were cute. They were, you know, it's what you did. So what I realized is that as soon as I started walking barefoot, I also was dismantling this armor that I had placed upon myself. And yes, you do sometimes step on things that hurt. And one time I injured my foot and I think it was actually something that I needed to know with that injury. So there's always something if we're really paying attention. So within this walking barefoot journey, starting to learn to take your shoes off and starting to learn to bring your armor down around the world and allowing yourself to feel. That's what I started doing by walking barefoot. I was now feeling the earth beneath my feet. And when we take our shoes off, we actually, there's this layer between us and the earth, and it's always there. And what it has done is disconnected us from ourselves and from each other and from the earth. Now, the earth is the biggest antioxidant that we have available. Now, like I told you, babies take their shoes off because they intuitively know this information to be true. They know that walking barefoot on the earth or on the ground is great for their feet, and it's also great for their health. So the earth being the biggest antioxidant that we have available to us is actually constantly healing our bodies. So the starting of walking barefoot, there may be a remembering or a knowing that you had, this deep knowing that you had when you start walking barefoot. We can get quite emotional, and that's okay. Allowing our emotions to come forward, we're bringing our body into the present moment. And when we bring our body into the present moment, we're out of those stories, out of our mind, out of that protection that we put around us, out of that armor, and we have deep feelings about it. And usually it's a lot of grief. And that's okay. I've walked hours and hours and hours through the woods just crying and allowing myself to just grieve all that has happened to me, all the experiences that I haven't let my body really feel. And it's okay. It's part of the walking barefoot journey is opening yourself up emotionally. And that's what I was telling you, how there's this metaphor to putting shoes on and how we also have that armor of life. And we're telling the world by taking our shoes off that, okay, I'm okay to feel this. And I know at times that I might get hurt, and it's okay. I trust myself and I know I can handle it. So with this barefoot walking journey, And I had this deep realization. I've been wanting to share this for a long time, so I'm happy that I could share this story with you today about what I realized that day and what has happened for me since then. So the day I started walking barefoot was the day I really started paying attention to my life. And if you've ever walked barefoot, you absolutely have to pay attention. And it's what I share with myself and with my clients the most is the power of observation, the power of paying attention. So if you're walking barefoot, you will know if you're not paying attention, because that's when you usually step on something and it hurts. And it immediately brings you into the moment. So that's the thing about barefoot walking. When you let your mind wander, it lets you know. You'll step on something that pokes you or hits you in the wrong part of your foot and it hurts. So it does. It makes you really pay attention to what's going on. And also as you're taking the armor off of your body, you're really paying attention to what's going on. It's this deep connection with ourselves and with each other and with the earth, a way that we haven't lived maybe for a long time or ever in this life. And it can be painful at times, most definitely. And there's also a way that you have to learn how to walk barefoot. So what happened with shoes? So when we first started wearing shoes as people that lived on the earth, they were made of animal skins. And they were usually made to protect against the weather or rough terrain. So it was made of animal skin, which is a natural material. So we still had this connection with the earth that we don't have now with shoes. We were still be able to conduct, to have a conduction between our feet and the earth. And then as we progressed into a more industrialized society, we started making shoes out of materials that were filled with chemicals and that were not natural. And so what started happening is we became disconnected from the earth and disconnected from our largest source of healing. Remember, I told you that the earth was the largest antioxidant we have available. So we're constantly exchanging ions with the earth when our feet are bare. So we're exchanging ions. We have a large amount of positive ions in our body, and our earth is a source of negative ions, and it doesn't mean positive or negative like we think. It's like good or bad. They're just electrons and ions, and we're exchanging that between our body and the earth, between the bottom of our feet. And so when we stopped doing that, we stopped getting that healing on a daily basis where we're balancing ourselves, we're balancing both. Connecting to ourselves, to the moment, to what's going on. And so as that progression continued on and we kept wearing shoes, we kept getting fancier shoes and shoes that were higher and shoes that were narrower. And so what happened is our feet became weak in a sense. Our senses became weakened. And what happens when we put our foot in a shoe, it's very tight and restrictive. So our foot is made to expand out and grab the earth. And in shoes that are very tight, our foot can no longer do that. So all our ligaments and tendons and muscles, they either get weak or they get very tight. And so then we start all the foot problems. And then the foot doctors will tell you, it's your shoes. Now you need orthotics. And yes, you do. If you continue wearing those shoes, that is actually the truth. Is yes, your foot now needs more support because it's so weakened and it's so tight that it cannot move correctly. So what happens when we start taking your shoes off? There can be pain. It's not something you want to just run right into. You want to do it in a certain progression. And there's a certain way you have to learn how to re-walk without shoes. When we walk in shoes, we do heel to toe and we put a lot of pressure on our system, because our foot placement is not correct. Now with shoes on, it helps to absorb some of that pressure. It's still causing issues because you got to think about our feet. Our feet are our foundation of who we are. And everything that happens with our feet runs up through our whole body, causing things to become unbalanced or off balance, which I think is kind of ironic because putting the shoes on in the first place causes unbalance within a child. And really, it unbalances the whole body because it is our foundation. So as you're starting to first walk barefoot, it is important that you either have a guide or you've done your research. So I'm available to help anybody to learn how to walk barefoot. I learned by trial and error. I was wondering why my feet were hurting more, and I discovered why. And that's how it is when we start something new. At first, it's uncomfortable, and we learn a lot of information. And that's what happens when we learn a new skill. So when we take our shoes off, we no longer have that cushion of landing on our heel. So we must relearn how to walk on the forefoot, okay, the forefoot to the heel. And it's a different kind of walking, and it requires different muscles and different parts of our brain. We very much learn to walk from heel to toe. And so having to pay attention how you're walking, it right away brings you into the moment, brings you out of the stories in your mind. Being in the moment is kind of a buzzword right now. And what it means being out of the stories of your mind, living in the past and living in a future that hasn't been created yet. And when we live there, our bodies are in stress. And so when we come to the present moment, we allow all of that to fall away, and we're in our body, we're in our senses, we're getting new information. And this is when we can have those deep realizations, like I have been explaining to you since the beginning, this deep realization I had about shoes and how they armor ourselves. And so I'm going to go back to the walking barefoot. You're walking from your forefoot down to your heel, and you're paying attention to what's on the ground in front of you. And believe me, you're not wanting to step on sticks and acorns. It hurts. What I did discover, though, is I do step on some things, and I've started to say, okay, thank you. Obviously, I was needing something, some kind of pressure on that part of my foot, because there is something called reflexology, and it's a real thing. It's all of our systems end at our feet, and they also end in our head and our ears. So when we have sore spots in parts of our head and our feet and our ears, it connects to a certain part of our body. So I started realizing, obviously, I'm needing something to help me with that part of my body. And again, I pay attention then, or I know I'm not paying attention. So I have to look at that. Was I off in a story, or was I completely in the moment and I stepped on something? And for me, it was a way to help bring balance back into my body. So again, it's a lot of paying attention to what's going on. Again, which is always bringing us into the moment. So with the barefoot walking and how it has changed my life spiritually, as I'm walking barefoot, I have this connection and this knowing with the earth that I don't have when I'm walking in shoes. And I didn't really realize this until I was walking with a client. And I usually have my shoes off. Well, this day I had my shoes on, and I can't remember why. And so we walked to this place where we stopped and did a meditation, and there we took our shoes off. And I came back out with my shoes off, and I realized I don't remember which way we came, which is really unusual for me because I always remember where I came from. I have this excellent sense of direction. And for a second I realized, did we come from that way or that way? And what I knew in that moment was that I did not have that connection with the earth, and I could have been running off in stories and not paying attention because I had that armor, that protection between me and the earth, which makes us not have to pay attention as much. It's a very interesting metaphor for life, wearing shoes. It really is. And I ask you to look at that for yourself, what that means for you. I want to tell you a story about when I had my one and only injury. And it was actually a time in my life where I was injuring my feet constantly, and I couldn't figure out what is going on. And actually started in a day. I was taking naps a lot in the sand dunes over at Oak Openings, and I was needing a lot of rest at that time. And I read something on Facebook that said, just stay still, and what you're needing will come to you. And I was like, oh, I think I'll go take a walk. Literally not listening to what inspired thought I was given to at that time. And I was like, oh, I need to go take a walk. At that time, it was something that I was thinking I needed to do constantly to keep my connection with the earth. And after this day, I discovered that that was not actually the truth. So I get up to go for a walk, and I'm barefoot at the sand dunes on Girdham Road. And I was also asking for a lot of help that day. And that's why I read that quote about stay still, what you're needing will come to you. And so I get up and I start walking. And in the sand dunes, I see this giant, giant word made out of sticks. And it said, help. I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I took a picture of it and planned on making a Facebook post out of it. And again, not listening to what it was saying. I walk up just right up the sand dune and I tripped over something. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but it hurt really bad. And I was like, oh, that hurt. And as soon as I picked up my foot, it was gushing blood. And I was like, oh, no. Luckily, I was not far from my vehicle. And I got back to my vehicle. My toe was bleeding a lot. And so I knew I had hurt myself pretty significantly. And so I got myself home, and on my walk, it had packed with sand. So it was still bleeding, not as much as when I first had injured it. And after I inspected it and everything, and I was like, what was that about? You know, I sliced under my pinky toe right where the pinky toe meets the foot, and it was a root. And it must have been really sharp. And when I kicked it with my foot, I pulled it apart and it cut my pinky toe and then lodged up into my pinky toe, causing a deep gash. And what I realized after that was that I needed to stay still. And I literally was not able to walk for 3 weeks after I received that injury. And then once I was able to walk, because I was really anxious to get back to walking, I was constantly injuring my feet. So on a daily basis, I was injuring my feet. And it was me kicking a lot of roots or hitting roots with the bottom of my feet. And I was like, what is happening? I have been walking barefoot for 5 years with zero injuries. And within this 2 month time frame, I gashed my toe a lot, like a really deep injury. And then I kept kicking and hurting my feet constantly, like really like very painful bruising and hurting my feet. And then something came to me where it was something I read that was saying that, I wish I could remember it word for word, but it was about releasing things through our feet. And I realized that I must have a lot of stuff that I was holding on to, and that was allowing it to be released through my feet. And now telling you the story, I actually realized that I don't know when it stopped. It just stopped where I stopped injuring my feet. And it's interesting to look back at that because, like I said, it just stopped. I haven't injured my feet now. Probably like in a month or probably more like a couple months. I haven't done anything. And I've been walking barefoot. And if you've noticed, there's a lot of acorns on the ground right now. And sometimes I step on them and it hurts just a little bit. And mostly I don't step on them. I've learned to pay attention to where I put my feet. And also the progression of me walking barefoot has become very interesting because when I first started walking barefoot, people would look at me like I was so crazy, almost to the point where they would look at me like I was nude. And what I realized is that I was a little uncomfortable with it. And so I was getting that response from other people. And as I became comfortable walking barefoot, some people still look at me kind of crazy, and that's okay. I just giggle to myself. I just know it's because they don't know what I'm doing or why I'm doing it. I giggle because I know it's sparked something in them. It's made them stop for even just a moment and look at that crazy lady walking barefoot in the park. What's she doing? And so that makes me giggle. And what I'm getting now is a lot more, wow, you're brave. Are you earthing? Are you grounding? A lot more curiosity about it. And I've had a lot of people stop and talk to me about it versus just staring at me, a lot more people being curious. And how that relates to my life is I've found that I've begun to become more curious with my power of observation. So what I'm seeing is a reflection of who I am through my interactions with other people. And that's why when we start really paying attention to our life, we start realizing who we are. Everything around us is reflecting who we are all the time. Our consciousness is always trying to tell us who we are if we're paying attention. And I've discovered this deeply in my life and have been teaching it to myself and to my clients, this power of observation. It really is magic. And when we start really deeply paying attention to what's going on around us, when we deeply start paying attention, we realize that our home is always speaking to us. The earth is always speaking to us. Our higher power, whatever that means to you, the universe is speaking to us. And that could be through the earth. It's through other people. It's things we see in social media. It's through movies. The world is always speaking to us. And I want to share this poem that I found about walking barefoot. And it's entitled Barefoot. Walking barefoot down rocky dirt paths, kicking up clouds of dust with each step, testing the thickness of my soul's soul. I found comfort in the pain of each sharp stone, digging deep. Comfort in pessimistic understanding, knowing the next wouldn't hurt as bad. Wounds turn to callous, hardened skin hardens within. Each weathered scar, reminder of hard-earned strength, ritual of self-inflicted mutilation by choice, rocky dirt path by fate, walking still, still barefoot down rocky dirt paths. I like this poem and wanted to share it with you because it is something different when we start walking barefoot. It can hurt and we can get stronger. With each sharp stone or acorn or stick, just as in life, each experience that hurts us, we grow stronger and we have more awareness. We pay way more attention. Like I was telling you in the beginning, it hurt my feet a lot and I began paying attention. And as I started walking barefoot and taking down that armor I had put around myself emotionally, I have become even more in sync with myself, more in sync with the people around me and really paying attention. And it's such a beautiful experience and journey that I have been on with the earth and with myself and with other people, learning so much from myself through relationships and observing myself. And when something hurts, pinging that back to me, like, what's that about? And asking the questions to myself instead of putting my emotional self on other people. Really asking, well, what's that about? And then listening. So I want to take you through a meditation. And so finding a place that you're feeling comfortable with your feet down on the ground. So if you have your legs up, just putting your feet on the ground and closing your eyes. I'm going to have you first bring your attention to your breathing. Just noticing where your natural breathing is, noticing the parts of your body that are moving. Noticing if your breathing is in the upper part of your body or down into your belly. And there's no judgment about it. It's just noticing, observing where your natural breathing is at this time. And feeling how your breath is entering your body and exiting your body. Noticing if you're breathing in through your nose or your mouth. And we're going to begin changing your breathing. So bringing your breathing into the conscious moment. So this is called conscious breathing. And it's breathing in through your nose. And as you're breathing in through your nose, you're drawing your breath down into your belly, allowing your belly to relax and expand. And then out through your mouth, drawing your belly in toward your spine. Breathing in through your nose, allowing your belly to relax and expand. And out through your mouth, like you're fogging up a mirror. You're going to continue the breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And this breathing is very natural. We're not trying to force any air down into the belly. Just allowing the belly to relax and expand. It's a place that we can hold a lot of tension. So allowing that area to just relax and expand. And on your next breath in, breathing in, I am relaxing. And on your next breath out, breathing out, I am relaxing. Breathing in the words, I am relaxing. And breathing out the words, I am relaxing. And as you're breathing in and out these words, allowing your belly to relax and expand, bringing your attention to this present moment, feeling the weight of your body in your chair. And then drawing your awareness down to your feet. So noticing how your feet are feeling, wiggling your toes, maybe your feet are bare, maybe you have shoes on. Just noticing if you have shoes on, if your shoes feel tight, or if your shoes are off, noticing how the floor is feeling beneath your feet. Noticing if your feet are feeling warm or cool. And then from the bottom of your feet, you're going to begin growing a root system. And in your mind's eye, watching your root system growing down into the earth. And as you're watching your root system growing, noticing if your roots are growing down deeply into the earth, if they're up more shallow toward the surface of the earth. And there's no judgment about it. There's no right, wrong, good, or bad. You're just observing. Noticing if your roots are looking strong or if they're looking weak. Again, it's not good or bad, not right or wrong. And maybe you're seeing a color of your root system. And this is an activity that you can do daily, many times a day. And what this does is it's grounding your energy down into the earth. So if you're noticing you have a lot of energy in your head, or if you're having trouble making a decision, if you just feel kind of spaced out, or if you have a headache, bringing your attention to your feet and growing your root system. And then noticing if you have any energy in your head and just allowing that energy to drain down of your out of your body, down toward your feet, and down into your root system. Still breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in the words, I am relaxing. And breathing out of the words, I am relaxing. And then looking down into the earth, looking for earth energy that you're needing right now in this moment. And you're going to begin pulling that earth energy up through your root system, pulling it all the way up to meet the bottom of your feet. And then just washing off your feet. You may notice this energy with a tingling sensation, or you may not. It's okay. And begin drawing that energy up into your feet and allowing the energy to rise up into your ankles and your calves. Swirling around your knee joints where we can tend to hold a lot of stuff, a lot of emotion. Continuing to rise up and into your thighs. Swirling all around your thighs. And rising up into your hips. Swirling all around your hips. Beginning to rise up into your belly and your low back. And continue to rise up into the upper portions of your chest and your upper back. Rising into your shoulders, spilling down your arms and out through your hands and fingers. Rising up into your throat. And into your head. And then allowing this energy to rise all the way up to the top of your head as it makes a giant fountain up and out the top of your head. And as this energy falls around your body, it loosens any energy that is not yours, any energy that you've taken on throughout the day, thoughts or stories of other people telling you who you are, allowing that information to be knocked loose and then pulled back down into your root system. And this energy recycles either back into the earth or is given back to the people that it came from. Seeing this fountain of energy, just bathing you, allowing you to let go of what is not yours. And what this does is it helps you become more of who you are. Other people's energy in our body is not helpful. We want to live in our own energy. And we can do this by this practice of grounding out the energy of other people. And it's something that we need to do daily and sometimes many times a day. And walking barefoot is a way that we can release that energy of other people. So again, bringing your attention back to your breathing in through your nose, allowing your belly to relax and expand, and out through your mouth. And then again, inviting back in your sense of sight by blinking your eyes open. I want to thank you for joining me today and listening to what I have to say about barefoot walking. And I'm inviting you to try barefoot walking, even if that's just walking around your yard, noticing the sensations against your skin. Noticing how your body is feeling. Maybe you feel that it brings you into the present moment. Maybe you need a little bit more time to be brought into the present moment. It just depends. And allowing yourself to ask yourself questions. Is there anything I'm needing to know? And being and becoming your own scientist, trying things and seeing how they feel in your body. And see what happens. It's something that I love to do. I love trying things and then see what happens. And it brings us to a state of curiosity, that childlike wonder, and it makes life magical. So I invite you into the state of magic. And thank you. I'm very grateful for being here. And I want you to know that I love you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for finding us and tuning in to the message today. Please visit our website at sacredawakenings.org. May every day bring you sacred awakenings.